Mr. Sporty, written by Ethan Kang. This is the story of Mr. Sporty, the sportiest fellow in the world. In fact, he is sporty by name and even more sporty by nature. It just so happens that he lives in Sportyland. In Sportyland, the trees lift weights, the worms do headstands, and the birds do press-ups. Mr. Sporty lives in Sporty Cottage, which is shaped like a large football. Do you know what he does every day? He sets his alarm for 5 a.m., does 300 keepy-uppies, 475 pull-ups, and 500 press-ups. Each morning for breakfast, he has porridge, eggs, and a protein shake to give him lots of energy. One splendid day, Mr. Sporty was having breakfast when suddenly a letter slipped through the letterbox. I wonder what's in the letter, Mr. Sporty asked himself. He was desperate to know what was inside. Mr. Sporty opened the letter. He was surprised, shocked, and excited to see that it was a letter inviting him to the Olympic Games 2024. Oh my goodness, said a shocked Mr. Sporty. This is what the letter said.
Dear Mr. Sporty, we would like to invite you to the Olympics Games 2024. Date 17th June 2024. Time 7:45 a.m. Event triathlon. Yours sincerely, Mr. Bounce, the director of the Olympic team.
A fortnight later, when the big day of the triathlon arrived, Mr. Sporty ran to the Olympic venue as fast as he could, and he got there in under 10 seconds. There were lots of competitors at the venue. Should I tell you some of them? Mr. Cool was playing football, Mr. Rush was running, Little Miss Scary was doing shooting. Then a loudspeaker spoke.
Please could all people enter in the triathlon. Go to Hargreaves Lane. Now thank you.
Announced the loudspeaker. Mr. Sporty walked to Hargreaves Lake, the longest lake in Sportyland. In fact, it was 1,500 metres long. I've got this, Mr. Sporty told himself. Mr. Sporty was lining up for the race. Then Mr. Good blew the whistle and Miss Sporty was ready to jump in the water when suddenly Little Miss Bad pushed him in. Mr. Sporty tried and tried to get back up to the surface, but he just couldn't. He tried and tried again, but he still couldn't. He tried and tried again, and this time he was successful. Mr. Sporty swam with all of his might, and eventually swam the entire of Hargreaves Lake. The next event in the triathlon was cycling. Mr. Sporty grabbed a bike when suddenly Little Miss Bad shoved Mr. Sporty off of his bike and it hurt. Ow, 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 cried Mr. Sporty. Mr. Sporty was feeling very sorry for himself, but being Mr. Sporty kept on going and eventually he reached the end of the race. The next and last event in the triathlon was running. By the time Mr. Sporty had got there, Mr. Rush had already completed a quarter of the race.
I'm going to win,
said Mr. Rush boastfully.
No, you're not,
replied Mr. Busy, taking over. While they were arguing, Mr. Sporty ran, when suddenly, Little Miss Bad blindfolded Mr. Sporty, so he could not see a thing.
I'm so bad,
laughed Little Miss Bad, but Mr. Sporty did not care. He took off the blindfold and started running full pelt as fast as he could. And he finished the race with so much determination. And he won! Yes, he won the actual triathlon event. Yes, 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 I won, chanted Mr. Sporty as he was awarded a trophy. Then he went home in an Olympic taxi because he was feeling so tired. So, that is the story of Mr. Sporty, the sportiest fellow in the world.